Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Yes, welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So we've got your Florida legislative update that's going to be coming here in that we'll be covering here in just a little bit. But first, your top three stories. So Manhattan grand jury has reconvened. They did not. They basically adjourned yesterday, and they are now reconvening, and they're reconvening with some new information, which is there's a letter, an old that has surfaced that Michael Avenatti may have just made up the whole hush money payments thing. Oh boy. Yeah, so they may be dealing with that issue here very soon. Now, so don't know if there's an indictment coming or not as it pertains to Trump at this point because of the new revelation pertaining to this. So the White House is going to disband the COVID team, which I got to admit was kind of surprised that it's still in place. I didn't think it was still going to be in place anymore, but so they're going to go ahead and do that. And then the TikTok CEO is testifying before Congress for the very first time. Of course, TikTok's ban is on the line here. You know, depending on how this goes, could determine what happens with banning TikTok down the road. So we'll see what happens with that. All right, so those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Florida legislative update, couple things to let you know about. You heard right there the story about the quote-unquote don't say gay bill. There is no don't say gay bill. There's a parental rights and action bill. There is one of those. And so, yes, the legislature has passed a bill that would expand the Parental Rights in Action bill to go to all grades. Now, what is that? That means you can't teach gender or sexual orientation or promote it or anything like that in the classroom. And that it was going through third grade. Now it goes all the way up through senior level to where you can't talk about different genders and different sexual orientations and things like that. Can't teach that in class. So that's one thing. Another thing is there has been indeed more discussion about banning TikTok. This has been discussed in the Senate that would ban it on government devices. So even if you and I just go visit, I don't know, the Capitol or something like that, and we are jump on their Wi-Fi and we get on their Wi-Fi, then TikTok will not work on their Wi-Fi network as well. Then there's another bill, the universal school choice. We mentioned this yesterday. It was going to be voted on today. They did pass. So the full legislature now has passed the universal school choice. So now it's just up to the governor on whether he will sign it. And it does appear that he will be able to do so. So it's kind of a shocking story, to be honest. I mean, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I don't think I would have thought that this would happen, where we would have universal school choice, meaning anybody in the state whose kid is in public school right now, if they want to pull their kid out of public school and put them in private school or homeschool them, they will get a voucher for $8,000 to cover those expenses. And this will be for anybody in the state, no matter your financial situation. and there will not be a limit on the number of people to be able to who want to do this. That is stunning to me that it has happened, but I think it's a positive thing at that. I'm not saying I disagree with it. I think it's positive, but it's just I'm just surprised that it's there, that it's happened. The full legislature has approved a bill that will limit lawsuits. So we've continually had or tried to have tort reform in our state, and now we've continued to see another one. So this one would have this would basically have restrictions on civil lawsuits, but also restrictions on insurance industry lawsuits. And it passed pretty easily last week. Now the Senate has passed it as well. The governor is expected to go ahead and sign off on that bill. Another one. Here's a weird one. I saw this last week. I just didn't have time to cover it. But there's a bill that is going to increase the penalties for illegally handling venomous reptiles. Say what? I didn't know there were penalties for illegally handling venomous reptiles. And two, why does it need to be increased? Well, it comes down to it's called handling. So when I hear handling of venomous reptiles, I'm thinking, so like if you see a water moccasin and you want to pick it up, you can actually get fined for picking it up. It's not really about that. It's more about the illegal trafficking of venomous reptiles into the state. And so to try to crack down on that, they're wanting to increase the penalties. So right now it's like a level 3 violation, they call it. And level 3 violations can be $1,000 fine and you can go to prison for a year. But they wanted to increase it to a level 4, which level 4 is instead of a $1,000 fine, it'll be a $5,000 fine. And instead of a year, it could be a year, I say no longer than 5 years. So it could be up to 5 years in prison if it's your first offense. So yeesh. One more bill here to let you know about in the Florida legislative update. And then we'll get traffic on the fives. The woke banking bill. So the House is ready now to go ahead and vote on the full House pertaining to this. This is the one that says if they have some sort of environmental or social governance standards, that they're basically, if a bank is basically investing with a criteria that's considering environment or social justice issues for their investment strategies, then basically government dollars will not be able to go to them. Like retirement accounts, stuff like that will not be able to go with those types of banks that have that. Now, this is interesting because the federal government, the president had his first veto on a similar bill like this on the federal level. And so the president vetoed a bill like this. Now, of course, if this goes to the governor, Governor DeSantis is not going to veto it. It's a top priority of his to have something like this pass. So there you go. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. We still have slow traffic on 29 northbound at Kingsfield Road. This is due to an 18-wheeler that broke down and was causing a roadblock, so we do have slowdowns there still, backing up to about Roberts Road. On Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, expect your typical afternoon traffic, as well as 98 getting into Navarre, heading westbound, expect slowdowns right near the Navarre Beach Causeway. On the 3-mile bridge in Garcon Point Bridge, nothing to slow you down. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-226-1111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barbary Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Hey, Bobby, I'm in the middle of a civil lawsuit, personal injury auto accident suit that's been going on for 3 years now. Anyhow, my attorney just is beside himself because of this new tort reform law. He says doctors, the lawyers, and the plaintiffs will all lose, and the insurance companies will win because they won't have to pay out as much money. Yeah, and there was a lot of pushback on this. I was surprised that it passed so easily in the legislature. I mean, it passed like with over 2/3 of the vote, meaning you had both Democrats and Republicans who supported this lawsuit limitation suit against insurance companies. So I was very surprised by that as well. So here's a text pertaining to the ban on woke banking practices. Oh, Lord, GOP bans investing in fixing the environment. What a joke. And that did pass along party lines, by the way. So that did pass along party lines. Here's the text. What is that educational voucher bill that was signed? What is it called? So I can look it up. Okie dokie. It is called, because it's actually, it's not called the universal school choice. That's just what we're mostly call it. So HB 1, and House Bill 1 and Senate Bill 202 are the two bills that deal with the universal school choice bill and or universal school choice. And like I said, what it is it's going to allow anybody who wants to have their kid in private school, charter school, or even homeschool, you will get a voucher worth up to $8,000. And it does add new categories of students eligible to receive a voucher. So there are some limitations, I guess, but it's really, before it was a family of four had to make $111,000 a year or less in order to qualify. And then when you, so now you're qualified, but then you had to apply, and then they had a limited number of people who could get it. Like, I mean, I say limited, it was still a lot. It was like 200,000, 300,000 kids, but now it's, there is no income requirement or restriction. And there is really, there's an application process still, but basically there's no limit to the number. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Come here next. Top trending news. Wait, is it like a voucher to help on your taxes? No, I believe it's a voucher that you actually get. Like, it's the, I believe you get it. Like, you're able to give this voucher to the school to help pay for the tuition, is the way I understood it. It's like a coupon type thing. So maybe those who have participated in it before would have a little bit more insight on that. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So if you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. Hey, 27th annual Gulf Breeze Arts Festival is March 25th and 26th. And so that's coming up this weekend. There's going to be hundreds of local, regional, and national artists. Plus, there'll be food vendors as well. There's some auctions and some art shows. Be sure to check it out this weekend. 27th annual Gulf Breeze Arts Festival. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Call right now, Bobby Rossi. Last hour, we were talking about how artificial intelligence has now come up with a cancer program within 30 days, and it also predicts survivability based on certain cancer treatments and stuff like that. And so we're saying, man, we've already talked about how artificial intelligence can take jobs in journalism. We've already talked about how it can take jobs in teaching, as well as even law. Like, what will it not take? Now it can take healthcare jobs? Are you kidding me? Like, what will it not take? And so we were talking about what would the jobs of the future be if even if robots with artificial intelligence can do things like security guards and even manual labor jobs and stuff like this. And so we're like, what would the future jobs be? And I got a text here that says the jobs will be about programming. It'd be about programming the AI, repairing the robots, electronics of the robots, that kind of thing. I don't even know. I mean, if artificial intelligence is getting to be that smart, where it can be, it can teach and it can even come up with cancer treatments and stuff, then why couldn't you teach artificial intelligence robot to fix a different robot? Why couldn't you have an artificial intelligence robot to repair the robot and make the electronics on the assembly line and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. I could see a future there where artificial intelligence could really take over a lot of things. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
And I'm Joe Ford. The 17-year-old student accused of shooting two teachers at Denver's East High School yesterday found dead today. His body found in a wooded area near the high school where that shooting allegedly took place. The CEO of TikTok getting grilled on Capitol Hill as the U.S. considers banning the popular app. The House committee focusing on concerns about the app's data privacy, protections for kids, and TikTok's connection to the Chinese Communist Party. The Manhattan DA pushing back against demands that he testify about the probe into former President Trump. Alvin Bragg sending a letter to House Republicans saying the their recent letter to him was an abnormal inquiry into a pending local prosecution. He said the letter came after Trump posted on his social media site, Truth Social, that he would be arrested on Tuesday. The head of Citigroup says recent bank failures are not a sign of systemic trouble in the financial system. Jane Fraser said the banking system is sound. The two banks that recently went under had a lot of issues. And the NCAA tournament is back with Sweet 16 action in just a matter of minutes. The Michigan State Spartans doing battle with third-seeded Kansas State. Nightcap is a good one. Second-seeded UCLA and third-seeded Gonzaga. Bobby?
Yeah, looking good. We'll give you your sports update here in about 10 minutes. And but right now, let's get traffic on the fives.
Traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. I-10 and I-110, no major slowdowns. We are having our typical afternoon delays on Davis Highway northbound right near the interstate, as well as the intersection of East Burgess Road and Palafox Street heading northbound. We still have some spotty traffic on 29. That's going to be around Kingsfield Road, but it is improving, but definitely still expect some slowdowns in the northbound direction, as well as Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call at the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, got your daily dad joke, plus smoking bans in parks and public areas. We'll talk about that next. Let's go right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I got a text here, says, how do we know that Bobby's not an AI bot? You don't. You just don't. If he was a bot, there would be better dad jokes. First of all, a lot of the dad jokes I read, you guys send to me in emails. I always prioritize those instead of my own jokes. There's a text here. Are there any safeguards to HB1 to prevent anyone from working the system, like taking your kids out of public school to homeschool, then re-enroll once the $8,000 check has been cashed? So they already have those safeguards in place because we already have the voucher system. It's just now they're expanding it to those beyond those. Cause right now it was maxed out for those that make 400% of the poverty line. Now they're basically removing that criteria. They're also going to, and I guess the Senate bill actually has more restrictions in it. And the Senate bill's the one that's actually gotten like approved and that's going to the governor. But the governor apparently he's not a guarantee to sign this. He has expressed concern that the rich and the wealthy don't need help to put their kids in the public school, private schools and stuff, and doesn't want to give the rich a tax break. So it's not a guarantee that he'll sign this. Real quick, daily dad joke. My wife dated a clown before she started going out with me. I had some pretty big shoes to fill. There you go. Milton banning smoking at public recreation areas.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls outside, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So the Fiesta Pensacola is excited to announce Fiesta Children's Treasure Hunt coming up on Saturday, April 1st in Museum Plaza in downtown Pensacola. It's a free event too, by the way. So all you got to do is head on over there at 11:30 on April 1st and register, and then you'll get free lunch, snow cones, games, arts and crafts, scavenger hunt, and more. So be sure to check that out at that point in time. So it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. There is, let me get the update here real quick. So the Sweet 16 is underway right now. Michigan State against Kansas State tied at 17 apiece. That game is on TBS. When that game's over, TBS is going to have the Florida Atlantic playing Tennessee. And then CBS has the other couple of games that begins at 6:15 later tonight as well. I wanted to bring this story up here real quick to you. A federal judge last week down in Texas has given what they call a blow to President Biden's climate agenda, saying it's destructive federal overreach as it pertains to a lot of the rules pertaining to the Environmental Protection Agency and some other environmental regulations that the Biden administration has been trying to implement pertaining to water resources. And so they came out with it basically stating it is a destructive federal overreach. This is not done yet, though. This is not the final say as it pertains to what a judge states. All right. We'll get your top stories on foxnews.com right after we get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, the National Weather Service confirming two tornadoes touched down during storms in Southern California Tuesday, Wednesday. That includes the strongest tornado impact the Los Angeles metro area in 40 years. Former President Trump says the Manhattan DA has no case against him. Alvin Bragg is looking into alleged money paid to Trump by Trump to adult film star Stormy Daniels to cover up an affair. TikTok CEO is being accused of spreading deadly content to teens and stealing American users' data. CEO Sho Chu said the company is trying to move all U.S. data to domestic servers and said China has never asked for data. Actress Gwyneth Paltrow is expected to take the stand anytime in her ski and run court battle. She's accused of running into and badly injuring a man and then skiing away with her friends as he remained unconscious. Bobby?
Yeah, I saw that as well. You know, we've been kind of talking about that last couple of days because it is one of the top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. They've been following this Gwyneth Paltrow story. I mean, allegedly, she, and look, don't get me wrong. I mean, I've been snow skiing. You're going very fast. We've seen people in the past who've died because they hit trees and stuff. So you can really be moving along pretty quick. And allegedly, Gwyneth Paltrow, even though she weighs maybe 90 pounds, hit this guy so hard and knocked him unconscious and broke his ribs. Mm-hmm. And then she allegedly just skied away. Just like, oh, well, I knocked a guy out.
How was she not hurt? Like,
that's what I'm saying. She walked away with a scratch and she's like the thinnest girl alive.
Exactly. That's why there's a lot of things that don't make sense with this story. So I'm not trying to like belittle the guy's pain.
Right.
Yeah. Skiing can be, you know, you're talking about a lot of velocity and stuff.
Yeah.
But she gets not a scratch on her.
Also, apparently, I think her kids were with her on the trip and she's putting her kids on the stand. So unless you are completely sure that you didn't do anything in the wrong, you wouldn't have put your kids on the stand. So
exactly.
I think this guy's just looking for money.
His accusation is, because I looked it up yesterday, I finally go, what's the deal with this thing? So that's when I found that he says he was knocked unconscious, he had a concussion, he broke multiple ribs, And he says she was distracted by her children and yelling at her kids and not watching where she was going. And
how did he know that it was Gwyneth Paltrow?
Exactly, because you're wearing like you're a ski mask.
Yeah, you're covered. You got the mask on. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. There's a whole bunch of, As it was, he was initially suing her for $3.1 million for damages, punitive damages. And a judge already, like a couple months ago, went, no, you can't sue her for emotional damage. You can sue her for your hospital bills, your medical bills, but that's it. And so they basically sued him for medical bills and lawyer fees, which equals $300,000. So, which I'm sure the lawyer fees is like $250,000. You know, I don't know. So it's kind of a crazy story. It's one of the top stories on FoxNews.com. Let's go and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking good. Just have typical afternoon traffic. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Definitely going to see your delays. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. They are located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. The top story on FoxNews.com real quick is pertaining to the Pentagon's diversity chief receives no disciplinary action after a probe into an anti-white or anti-white posts. Like what? So apparently the diversity, equity, and inclusion chief at the Pentagon had a bunch of tweets and stuff that seemed to be anti-white. And I was like, I was trying to look it up, like, okay, what are we talking about? Like, what did she do? Well, apparently she referred to white people as Karens and then was basically blasting Karens. And then she had one that says this lady actually had the caudacity, like Caucasian, caudacity to say that black people can be racist too. I had to stop the session and give this Karen the business. So she, he just goes on and on. So there was a bunch of things. They did a probe. They decided that there will be no disciplinary action against her. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
Wall Street, the movie, it's the only movie that won an Oscar and a Razzie. Michael Douglas won Best Actor Oscar. Daryl Hannah won Worst Supporting Actress Razzie. Which I was just talking about that movie yesterday, the second one, and how they addressed bank bailouts. Said the problem with bailouts is that you nothing's keeping you from taking your shot again at something. All right, the first product to use a UPC symbol with a barcode was a pack of Juicy Fruit gum back in 1974. It's now in the Smithsonian, by the way. Rodney King and David Lee Roth both went to John Muir High School in Pasadena, California, but King was there 15 years later. Jackie Robinson went there several decades earlier. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.